Let's get it funky. Pull up your socks.
All Day Socks by Underworks pass every test. Pick up a pair and test them for yourself.
Well, there's plenty of them got to pull up their socks, but the Bombers yesterday at Marvel Stadium, there's a number of aspects of this which is concerning if you're an Essendon fan, and that is 20,000 people, first of all. The apathy of the group by the end of it. Port Adelaide were great and they were clinical in the way they dismantled this side, but this has got... I don't know what may or may not happen on the back of that performance yesterday, but... I wouldn't be surprised if there are serious questions being asked about around Essendon on the back of the year, on the back of the number of times the coaches have to come out after it and saying, it's embarrassing and we won't stand for it or we won't tolerate it. Well, it is being tolerated because it keeps happening. And a big club like that with 20,000 people with probably 10,000 left by the end of it and the 10,000 that were left, from what I could gather, were booing at various stages, that is not a club that is in good shape.
Well, the club that knocked them over lost their first five and had a bad start similarly to Essendon, and they lost their last four games before this game yesterday. So it's support have been competitive, but they haven't been world beaters.
No.
And Essendon have been in a very similar situation. They're not able to play finals, but they were trying to play for and show some spirit. And they had probably a block of 6 weeks of form. But no, that was a very disappointing performance. And you described it as apathy. And that's probably where the club looks like it's at the moment, on and off the field.
If we weren't about to embrace a great final round of footy and then turn our minds to finals, which we'll do, then this would be, if this happened 5 weeks, this would be the biggest story today, Essendon. The Essendon Football Club would be the biggest story. And the coach... and his future and what they're going to tolerate and what the board will stand for in terms of this is a big power club and what is happening there will be deemed to be unacceptable. So what happened yesterday post that game would be a fascinating study because I would imagine that there are people at Essendon that just aren't and won't accept what's going on at that footy club. Let's have a listen to Ben Rutten post game.
Bitterly disappointed. It was the sort of game that our supporters, our members that came to the game tonight, watching on TV, it's not the sort of thing they should have to watch. It was an embarrassing effort and output from our guys. And as I said, it's not something that we certainly want to stand for, not something our members and supporters should have to watch at any stage.
I don't know anything in this space, but that performance has got a whiff about uncertainty and fog descending on a footy club, and it's a standby and watch what unfolds in the next however long.
So you're suggesting that the uncertainty and fog comes after the fact?
No.
Or that it causes
the... Well, this has been here for long enough.
Yeah.
And there's some... I likened it to the... When all's lost, then Essendon start to come, and they win games. Nothing wins. It's been a really... What do they stand for as a footy club right now? How do they play? We can all go to our tapes and show vision and all that sort of stuff, and there's been no great improvement. And then 2 weeks out from a season, you wander out to Marvel Stadium against a team that aren't – this is not a team who are sitting in the top four, the Port Adelaide Footy Club, and they've put them to the sword by 84 points and rendered them, useless by the end of the game. So for me, that's just when however many years we've been doing this in the media, you get a bit of a sense when things start to just rumble along a little bit, and so you might be a watch this space.
It's not a small margin, and you get those big discrepancies in games, and the differences are quite marginal in today's football. But at the same time, you can be well beaten and be beaten by 5 goals. Like that, we're talking about a margin nearly 3 times that. So it doesn't happen as often, and if it does happen, it generally points to a white flag going up and to a lack of capacity to actually stay the course and compete for the full 4 quarters.
And it gets sheeted back to the coach, which is right or wrong. And then when he comes out and says we can't accept or tolerate it, and we won't, it sounds really hollow. When you say that after, with one game to go, we can't accept it or tolerate it. Well, it kind of has been accepted and tolerated, and that is why you see this non-existent defensive want, pressure, desire, want to work to one another. That's why it just unfolds, and an 84-point margin materialises.
I look at on-field leadership as well, because yes, it does get slated back to the senior coach quite often, but there are a lot of leadership positions around the place.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. It's not just the coach, but he's the one that's going to come under. They all will come under pressure.
Correct. But then you look at the senior leadership within the playing group, and I don't think Essendon have been really established. They copped a little bit of flack in the middle of the year, like, you know, Dyson Heppel's comments, Andy McGrath's comments, saying that the leaders needed to step up. And, you know, remember that after one of their better performances, he stood up and said, look, we need to step up here. We just haven't been good enough. So
and Dyson came on the he was passionate, you know, he was on the couch and passionate, all those sorts of things. But the bottom line is nothing's changed. Nothing changes. So then you have this spurt against teams where no one's really paying much attention to you because it's inconsequential. And then bang, you get this result yesterday, which I don't think can be tolerated. And I'm not sure that people at Essendon are going to tolerate it. So let's just watch and see.
If you're not playing finals, the last 2, 3, 4 weeks are really important on how you finish the season, because it invariably tells you how you're going to start your next. Now, Essendon finished strong last year, you know, but they had a draw from hell at the beginning of the year, but they've had a chance to reconcile and to pick that up. It just hasn't happened.
It's a big watch.